Yes. And while you're doing that, I will take the speaker's prerogative. One thing that I appreciate is that Zach made us memorize this thing. And I did not like that at all. But it did mean that for most of my singing, I was looking up at the director. So I commend you for that. Thank you very much. Maybe you might even do this. And I wonder if some altos are actually just high tenors and should join the tenor section.
Yes.
I wonder a little bit if some basses are just low tenors. That's just a thought. I wonder. That's all. Let's get some tenors that might be first.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to see you. First of all, I want to introduce a few new singers that we have tonight. So, joining the soprano section, Anna Atkinson. Joining the bass section, Cooper in the back, and Jerry in the less far back. And joining the alto section, Mac McNeil over here. I am going to come from a positive place first. Their performance on Friday was absolutely exceptional. The entire performance was beautiful. The Esmael was the best it has sounded. I really do believe it's because we took good breaths, the best breaths we've taken, and I want that to now be our new baseline. Okay? So now we take the next step, we tackle this debt, and we really bring that next level to this piece. Thank you for your feedback. Noted. But it's really helpful, really, really, really helpful. But I think we should all be super proud. I talked to Kedrick for a while today. He was really happy with how it went and is super excited about the debt. The only other thing I want to mention is there's a gala in April, which Seth will give you more information about at some point. There will be one piece for the chorus to sing. As far as I understand, we do a smaller group of the chorus. It's a piece by Rameau that's in French. There are two lines of French, I think, that we have to learn. And it repeats, and it's super fun, and there's a version of people dancing hip-hop to it on YouTube that we'll be sure to send around. But thank you all for your hard work on the Esmael. It really came off well, and I think the debt will just be even more exciting. So with that, let's stand up and let's warm up. All right, let's all reach up. All right, and we can roll our shoulders forward and roll them back. And we'll leave them back and down. Can you repeat after me? Good. Now with a good breath and forte. Ready? And up. Good. Last time. And up. Good. Three, four. Good. Can you make sure that the t is as short as possible? One, two, three. Good. It's still not quite together. We're just going to do two of them. Again, one, two, three. Good. Last one. Oh, wait. 1 second. It's going to be... One, two, three. Good. This is how we get the breath engaged. Good, good, good. All right. Let's have D major, please. Can we go? Ready? Good, but the ah vowel, sorry to keep stopping, but the ah vowel, we need to have super tall, and there needs to be a beautiful breath at the very beginning. Starting with that smile as the baseline. Ready? And ah. Super tall. Lots of space in the mouth. And good. Can we have D flat major, please? Can we go me? Ready? And yeah, good. Right in tempo, and good. Let's make sure that the E vowel isn't me, but me. Super, super tall. Ready? And breathe. Crescendo so that it doesn't start to sag in pitch. Ma. Well, it's high. And.
Ma.
Breathe.
Ma.
Fortissimo.
Ma.
That sound, even if we're not fortissimo, we need that intensity of the breath, okay? Can we go one more? Ready? And. Good. All right, let's do G major. All right, we're going to do something a little different. So, we're going to go. Sorry. We'll go. Yeah. But that's just sopranos and alto. Sorry, sopranos and tenors. Sopranos and tenors, can we go. Yeah. Ready? And.
Yeah.
But in octaves, when we get to the second note, we need to make sure that we listen for the tallest ah vowel possible. Again, and ah.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Last one. Today and stealing from people. So, can we have B flat major, please? We're gonna go, for those of you in the solfege world, so la ti do, so mi do. Can we try that together? When we get to the top note, sopranos, you'll hold that note. Then the so, the second note, tenors, you'll hold that note. Altos, you'll hold the third. Basses, you'll do the entire thing. Any questions? Ready? Let's try it. And.
Yeah.
flat major chord when we get there, and that only comes from a great breath and unified ah vowel. Let's go up a half step. Ready? Ah. System, the fourth measure, so the last measure of the top system, Kedrick would like you to switch to the alto part there for one measure. I'll say that one more time. Tenors, top of page 8, fourth measure, Kedrick would like you to switch to the alto part for one measure. Where they say, bondage by reason of their, and then you just go back to your F, bah, at that point.
Same notes?
Exact same notes the alto sing. This happens 3 times, tenors. Bottom of page 9 is the second time. And top of page 12 is the third time. Just that one measure each time. Yes?
After that one measure, we go back to our online and finish the...
Exactly. Everything is basically doubled, so it should be okay with the harmonies anyway, but... yeah. All right, can we all turn to page 7, please? And I'd like to start right on our last measure of page 7. Ready? Sitting tall. And... Let's do bondage. Bondage. So that it doesn't sound like bandage. Bondage. All right. Can we hear just tenors and altos, page 8, last measure of the top system? Just tenors and altos. Ready? And up. Exactly. Good. Everybody, bottom of page 7. Ready? And up. Good. Can we make sure we take a great breath and the B is right on the pitch? Ready? And breathe.
Thank you.
Let's go to the top of page 9. We'll figure out how to get our notes in a moment. When we have the word by, can it be the longest ah possible and the E comes at the very end? By-re. Yeah? Not by. That wasn't really what you were doing, but it was close. Top of page 9. Here we go. Ready? And. Yeah, but with the good breath and the B right on the note. I'm going to be harsh about it. Last notes are different lengths, so let's make sure that we're counting and watching. If we can all go back to top of page 8, please. Second measure of page 8. I'd like to make the last note of that measure take an eighth rest to take a breath. So for sopranos and altos, it becomes a dotted quarter note, and tenors and basses, it becomes an eighth note. Bondage of... Yes?
They also do the edge later than everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I missed that. Altos, let's do the same thing, but the next measure, yeah. Bondage of there. Thank you. Great point. Exactly. That should translate each time. So that should happen again for everyone. Top of page 9, altos, bottom of page 9, first measure. And then it's again on page 11 at the bottom for everyone. All right. Let's go on. Page 10, sorely. Sorry, before we go, Kedrick has an important request here that the lee of sorely carries all the way to the downbeat. So on sorely off. Okay? Let's try it. Ready? With a good breath and a good S. And forte. Good. One more time. Starting with a forte, an accent. That means a good breath. And a breathe. Good. It's just the same thing, an octave lower for everyone, right? Can we do that one more time? Both sorlies. Good breath. And one.
Sorry.
Good. The last time was better, though. And one. Figure out notes again, but let's start right on top of page 11. Ready? And off. Forte! And
thank you.
Tenors, top of page 12, right? This is where we also switch and sing alto. Can we make sure in all of these spots where... Oh, that's the only one. Top of page 12 that we have a big crescendo, decrescendo. Bondage by reason of their bondage. Yeah? Good. Let's do it one more time. Top of page 11. With a good buh, good breath, and breathe. Let's figure out how we're going to get our notes here. So, we'll start with the bass solo, and then we're going to all hold our first note when we get there. Page 7, 7, 7. Our first notes. Good. Now with the solo before, a little slower. It should be the same note as the baritone solo, just an octave higher. Sorry, page 11, top of page 11. We'll get there. Can we do one more time? Neath this bottom of page 10.
Neath Egypt's king, the heart were.
Just sopranos and altos, your note? Good. Tenors and basses? Good. Tenors, let's make sure that we have a good tall ah vowel there. Wonderful. Let's do the top of page 10, and then we'll put it all together. So this is going to be all Israel's children's side. Sorely. Ready?
All Israel's children. Sorely.
Good. Just altos and tenors.
Sorely.
Good. Basses and sopranos.
Sorely.
Exactly. Last, no, then we repeat it. It's totally fine. Good. Let's do the whole thing. Page 7. Everything together.
Israel's children, soli sah.
Ah, Mrs. measures. Top of nine. Ready, and questions in pages 7 to 12. Yes?
How do you want the vowel for bondage?
It is. Bondage.
Didge.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, great. Let's move on. Page 95. Moving right along. Ah, yes. Okay. This is the fun part. Okay, the good news is most of it's in unison or in octaves. What I'd like to do is speak the text in rhythm. But before we do that, if everyone can look at the bottom of page 95... On the fourth beat, which is where that quarter note is, Kedrick would like a big final consonant of Lord. D. So it'll be the high right hand of Lord is become. Yeah?
Where's the D
meter? The D is right on beat four. So hand of Lord. Is become.
Do we cut there? Do.
Let's not do that. It'll be just a quick duh. It'll be a chance to breathe, but it's going to be fast. Thy right hand, oh Lord, is become. Yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like an eighth note with a brick.
The length of that note, it's just where the note, where the duh happens. There's no length to the duh. Thy right hand, oh Lord. Yeah, da, da, da. Does that make sense? Oh, you're right. Lord. Yeah, it's on B4, because we're in 5-4, right? And, oh, Lord, is become. There will be, yes, there's an A-thrush. Sorry, maybe I misinterpreted. Okay, can we try speaking it in rhythm, under tempo? So, thy right hand, oh, Lord. Ready? One. Two, three.
Thy hand, O Lord, is glorious in power.
Yeah, we gotta turn the page quickly. Glorious in power. Can we just try Thank you, thank you. Top of page 96, right on it. Glorious in power. Ready? And on.
Glorious in power.
Good. And everything has to be fast. Glorious in power. Ready? And on.
Glorious in power.
Good. Let's do East become glorious in power. 1 second. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
East become glorious in power. Power.
Good, yes. Power. Glorious in power. Power. Yeah, I think we'll still do elided. Power, power, power. Mm. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do an eighth. This is a good point. Okay, so great. What we'll do is basses and altos will do what the sopranos and tenors have in terms of rhythm, but you'll do it right on the same note. Glorious power. Does that make sense? Glorious power. And altos, glorious in power. Yeah? There are going to be a few changes throughout, I promise. Including some word changes later. All right, so let's speak top of 95 all the way through power on 96. Ready? Remember, 5 beats, it's gonna feel abnormal. 1, 2, 3. There's going to be a fermata on the rest. What does fermata mean? Look at the conductor. Yes. We don't know how long that fermata is going to be. Okay. Bottom of 96 will be conducted in a straight 6 pattern. So it'll be, host thou hast cast in the depths of the sea. Off. There are 6 beats. The quarter note stays exactly the same.
Yeah.
Can we try Pharaoh's hosts? Pick up to the bottom of 96. This is the fermata.
Pharaoh's hosts are cast in the depths of the sea.
Good. Let's sing it. Can we listen to it once, please? It's a long time. Until it's not. Good. Can we just do sopranos and tenors? Slowly. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Top of page 96. We need to have a look at where the stems go, right? So the stems that are going down are for soprano and alto 2, sorry, soprano and tenor 2, and the stems that are going up, even though they're below the notes, are for soprano and tenor 1. You can take it up with Mr. Dent. Good luck. He is not alive. All right. Can we do just... Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just first sopranos and first tenors on Is Become, bottom of 95. Can we hear it one more time? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. One more time. Ready? And. Exactly. Now don't listen to what's about to happen. second sopranos and second tenors. Let's listen. They should have an A flat. Sorry, there should be A flat, E flat. Yeah? One more time? Second sopranos and second tenors. Ready? And. One more time. It's a bit weird, but it works. And. Good. Together, all tenors and sopranos. Ready? And. Good. Altos and basses. Let's listen to Is Become Glorious. Ready? Is Become Glorious. And. Basses, make sure that the S of glorious comes as late as possible. Glorious power. Yeah? One more time. And. Good. Everyone together. Beat from 95. Thy right hand. So it's all unison until glow. Ready? Okay, let's do it one more time because we're missing the D of Lord. Ready? Good. Sorry, stop. Hand, the first note of hand is just a small half step down from right. Ready? Good. Let's hear, yes, Stephanie.
Down to the last measure of the 95, it almost sounds like they're taking a rest between board and id, but there is no rest.
There, we're doing the d as an eighth note and then an eighth rest. Yeah. Yep. It goes much faster, so it will be less noticeable. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Ya ta ta ta, dun ta ta. Yeah? All right, Pharaoh's hosts. Can we listen to... okay, basses. Bottom of 96, first measure. Can we cross out the high F natural when we split parts? Just trying to make friends with the bass section tonight. Tenors and altos are singing that note. It'll be fine. Great. Yes? No, we do need to sing that because there's no bottom octave written. I don't want to be that close to friends. All right, good. Can we listen to soprano and let's do soprano and tenor Pharaoh's hosts. Yeah. Let's try it. Ready? This is the fermata. Good, we're close. Sopranos, I don't want to hear a single consonant in that whole line. Yeah, okay. Can we just do just sopranos? Ready? Exactly, it's an octave down from depth to up. Good, just tenors. Ready? One, two. Good, yeah, and second altos will be singing that note too, so a head voice is your friend. Altos! Let's listen. It's gonna go perfectly. Ready? Good. The good news is depths is the same note as casts. Depths is the same note as casts. Yeah, so we don't need to keep going down. One more time. Ready? Yeah, good. All sopranos and altos together. Look. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Basses, let's listen once. Soprano two. Do you want to try it or are we good? Okay. All right, here we go. All right, top 95. Ready? A little faster. Yeah, da, 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 da. Altos, Pharaoh's hosts. Ready? Tenors and basses. No, sorry, sorry. Alto, tenors and basses. We all need as much consonants as possible in this whole section. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Pharaoh's hosts, thou hast cast. I promise you can't do too much in this section. Yeah? Here we go, thy, with the good th, everyone. Top of 95. Ready, and. Ready? Top of 95. Ready? Thank you. Can we all make sure that when we get to Pharaoh's hosts, that it's not about every single note? Pharaoh's hosts, thou hast cast in the depths of the sea. So it should be hosts, cast, depths, sea. Yeah? Pharaoh's hosts. All right, let's stand up. And let's do it at Kedrick's tempo. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Sopranos, last time, yes.
It's in 5/4.
It's in 5/4.
Yes.
And then 6/4.
Okay.
I started on 3. Yeah, I know. Thank you. So, what? 1/10. Quarter note equals 1/10.
Is that?
Yes.
What I noticed is
that's, a great point. But it sounds fantastic how we're doing it with no orchestra. Okay, so what I'd like to do is this whole thing, but with this pickup measure, because what happens is we get, sing ye to Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously, thy right hand. Okay? Gloriously, thy right hand. We have to wait until we hear lee. That makes sense?
Yeah, there are a couple of fermatas there.
So, thank you. The fermata in the soloist, he will hold the high A flat, and then the orchestra will play while he's still holding, and then you'll probably see Rius Lee, thy right hand. I promise Kedrick will be... All right, ready? Sing it to Jehovah. Take our break, but first, Phil. Thank you. You can take a seat.
Thank you, Sopranos, for bringing snacks. Thank you for the three tenors that helped set up. And the good news, my dear tenors, is next week we can redeem ourselves, maybe have four of us, because we're setting up next week. And out to the nation, you have a great privilege of being snacks. I know. 15 minutes, sir?
15 minutes.
It is now, okay, so that means.